A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel's got a whole thing about drilling into a Mamad with a 12-volt drill and being surprised it worked. He picked up a Bosch GSB-120Li, which he describes as having an impact setting but not being a true hammer drill. In Israel, those are padishons. His wife had what he calls a mystery collection of rusted drill bits. He tried one, probably HSS, and it just sat in the wall helplessly. So he bought the Bosch Expert, multi-purpose set, the blue-coated ones, about $20, and drilled two holes into reinforced safe room concrete without too much trouble. His questions: would a dedicated masonry bit set meaningfully outperform the multi-purpose set in a non-SDS tool? Is the difference geometry or material hardness? And should he buy the dedicated set now? Or hold off and eventually get a real hammer drill with SDS bits.
Before we go anywhere, the premise needs a correction. The GSB-120Li is a hammer drill. It has a genuine axial percussion mechanism. 22,500 impacts per minute, and the vibration rating for impact drilling is 10.2 meters per second squared. That isn't a gimmick setting. That's a compact 12-volt combi drill with a real hammer function.
So Daniel's been walking around thinking he doesn't own a padishon, when actually he's been carrying one in his toolbox the whole time.
A small one. Think of it as the difference between a hatchback and a truck. Both are cars. One of them isn't hauling a piano up a hill, but the hatchback does have an engine, and it does move.
And that reframes the whole question. He's not asking whether a non-hammer drill can do concrete with good bits. He's asking how much a small hammer drill can do with good bits, and where that ceiling is.
The ceiling is real. But before we hit the ceiling, let's talk about what actually happened in that wall. Because the first bit failed, the second bit succeeded, and the reason is material science, not luck.
So what actually happened inside that wall?
The HSS bit. High-speed steel. It's designed for cutting metal and wood. Hardness somewhere around 60 to 65 on the Rockwell C scale. Concrete is full of silica aggregate, sand, essentially, but bonded into a matrix. Silica is abrasive. It chews through HSS like sandpaper through soft cheese. But the bigger problem is geometry.
HSS bits have sharp cutting edges.
Sharp edges with a positive rake angle. They're designed to shear material away like a knife peeling a potato. Concrete doesn't shear. It's brittle. It needs to be pulverized, fractured, crushed into dust. A sharp HSS edge hits concrete and just polishes it. Heats up, spins, goes nowhere. Which is exactly what Daniel described, the bit sitting in the wall helplessly.
It wasn't drilling. It was burnishing.
That's the word. Burnishing. Generating heat and friction and accomplishing nothing. The bit was probably glowing at the tip after 30 seconds, and the wall just sat there being a wall.
So what does a masonry bit do differently?
Two things. Material and geometry. The tip is tungsten carbide. Hardness around 90 on the Rockwell. A scale, completely different league. Typically, 8 to 10% cobalt as a binder for toughness, because pure tungsten carbide is hard but brittle. The cobalt lets it take impact without shattering, and the geometry is inverted compared to an HSS bit. Negative rake angle. Obtuse cutting edge. A thicker web. It's not a knife, it's a chisel.
And the hammer action drives that chisel into the concrete.
Right. The axial percussion mechanism delivers rapid blows, 22,500 per minute on this tool, and each blow fractures a tiny amount of concrete at the tip. The carbide edge grinds the fractured material away, and the flutes, the spiral grooves, evacuate the dust. It's a smashing action, not a cutting action. Completely different physical process.
So the Bosch Expert multi-purpose bits, what's actually going on with those?
The blue coating is a multi-layer titanium nitride or similar. It reduces friction and heat buildup. That's the marketing visible on the surface. But the real story is the carbide grade and the flute geometry. Bosch designed those to work across metal, wood, and masonry by using a compromised tip angle and a flute design that clears dust reasonably well without being optimized for any single material.
A compromise that's actually competent at everything.
Modern multipurpose bits are good. The old reputation that a bit that claims to do everything does nothing well is outdated. The Bosch Expert line is a legitimate engineering solution. It's not optimal for concrete. But optimal and adequate are different words.
And adequate was enough to punch through a Mamad wall.
Which is worth pausing on. Israeli safe room concrete is typically rated at 300 to 400 psi compressive strength. That's roughly 20 to 28 megapascals, with dense rebar. This isn't the soft cinder block you find in an American basement. This is concrete designed to stop rockets, and a 12-volt drill with a $20 bit set went through it.
Not effortlessly, he said, without too much difficulty, which isn't the same thing.
And the tool was working hard, 10.2 meters per second squared of vibration. That's high for a 12-volt class. The drill was at the edge of its envelope, but it did the job. Two holes, 6mm anchors presumably, small diameter.
The diameter matters here, doesn't it?
Enormously. The impact energy per blow on the GSB-120 is roughly 0.8 to 1.2 joules. A full-size SDS rotary hammer delivers 2 to 3 joules per blow. That's a factor of 2 to 3. But for a small diameter hole, 5 or 6 millimeters, the volume of concrete that needs to be fractured per blow is tiny. The frequency of blows, 22,500 per minute, compensates for the low energy per blow. You're taking many small bites instead of a few big ones.
So the tool's limitation is energy per blow, and the bit's job is to make the most of whatever energy arrives.
And that's where Daniel's actual question gets interesting. Would a dedicated masonry bit set outperform the multipurpose set in this tool?
Let me guess. Marginally.
For holes under 8 millimeters in a 12-volt tool, the difference is marginal, because the limiting factor is the tool's impact energy, not the bit's cutting ability. A dedicated masonry bit has a more aggressive tip angle and a steeper negative rake, and a wider flute for faster dust evacuation. In a full-size hammer drill, that translates to faster drilling and longer bit life. In a 12-volt tool, the bit is waiting for the tool to deliver energy. The bit can't create energy that isn't there.
It's like putting racing tires on a car with 40 horsepower.
The tires are better. They're not making the car faster. The engine is the constraint.
So the dedicated set would drill a little faster, maybe run a little cooler, last longer in repeated concrete use. But it wouldn't transform the experience.
And the real distinction Daniel's asking about? Geometry versus material. The answer is that geometry matters more at the margin. A multi-purpose bit with good carbide and a universal geometry will drill concrete adequately. A dedicated masonry bit with the more aggressive tip angle and reinforced web will drill faster and survive more holes. But both are using tungsten carbide. The material is essentially the same. The geometry is what changes.
So what's the practical answer? Should he buy the dedicated set or not?
For occasional concrete work, a few holes a year, a dedicated masonry set is a reasonable $15 to $25 purchase. Not because it'll dramatically outperform the multipurpose set, but because it'll preserve the multipurpose set for the materials it's actually optimized for. Every concrete hole you drill with a multipurpose bit is wearing down a compromised geometry that you also want to use on wood and metal. A dedicated masonry set takes that wear instead.
It's about keeping the generalist general.
That's the argument. But, and this is the important part, the dedicated set doesn't replace the eventual SDS rotary hammer. It's a stopgap. For holes up to 8 millimeters occasional use, the 12-volt tool with quality bits is fine. For holes 10 millimeters and above, or for drilling multiple holes in rapid succession, or for anything renovation scale, the 12-volt tool will stall, overheat, and wear out its mechanism prematurely.
And that vibration number tells the story. 10.2 meters per second squared. The tool is working hard. Repeated concrete use will shorten its life.
The mechanism is compact. The bearings, the percussion assembly, the chuck, they're all sized for light duty. Daniel's proof of concept is valid, but proof of concept isn't a production license.
Let's talk about what the SDS tool actually does differently. Because that's the upgrade path, and it's worth understanding why it's not just a bigger version of the same thing.
The SDS system is fundamentally different. In a standard chuck, the bit is held rigidly by three jaws. The hammer action is transmitted through the chuck. The whole chuck assembly pistons back and forth, which wastes energy and stresses the tool. In an SDS system, the bit has a spline shank that locks into the chuck but is free to move axially. The bit itself pistons. The hammer strikes the bit directly, and the bit slides forward into the concrete.
So the energy goes straight from hammer to bit to wall. No middleman.
No chuck inertia, no energy lost to accelerating a heavy metal assembly back and forth. That's why an SDS rotary hammer with 2 to 3 joules per blow can drill a 12 millimeter hole in concrete faster than a 12 volt combi drill can drill a 6 millimeter hole. It's not just more power, it's a more efficient delivery system.
And the SDS bit has a different shank entirely. You can't put an SDS bit in a standard chuck.
Correct. They're incompatible. Which means the upgrade path is a package deal, the tool and the bits together. That's why Daniel's instinct to hold off on the dedicated masonry set and eventually buy the SDS system is reasonable. But the dedicated set is cheap enough that it's not really an either-or.
So the prudent move is, buy the dedicated masonry set now, use it for the occasional hole, and when renovation scale work appears, buy the SDS rotary hammer with its own bits. The $15 to $25 now doesn't meaningfully delay the bigger purchase later.
And there's a secondary benefit. The dedicated masonry set gives him a reference point. When he eventually uses an SDS tool, he'll feel the difference immediately. He'll understand what 2 to 3 joules per blow actually means in his hands. The contrast is educational.
Daniel's last question was whether you can get significantly better performance out of a multipurpose drill without the hammer setting simply by choosing high-quality bits. And the answer is no, because his drill does have the hammer setting. He's been using it. The bits didn't do the work alone.
That's the reframe. He thought he was testing whether good bits could compensate for a non-hammer drill. What he actually tested was whether good bits plus a small hammer drill could handle light concrete, and the answer is yes, within limits. The hammer setting was doing real work the whole time. That's why the HSS bit failed and the carbide bit succeeded. The hammer action was there in both cases, but only the carbide bit could survive it.
The HSS bit wasn't just too soft for the concrete, it was too soft for the hammer action itself. The percussion would have shattered the cutting edge even if the concrete had been softer.
Right. HSS and impact don't mix. The sharp edge chips under repeated blows. That's another reason the bit just spun helplessly. It was probably losing its edge within the first few seconds.
So the system is tool plus bit plus technique. And the technique part matters too. Pressure, speed, clearing the dust.
For a 12-volt tool in hard concrete, you want moderate pressure, enough to keep the bit engaged, not so much that you stall the percussion. Let the hammer do the work. Pull the bit out periodically to clear dust. Keep the speed moderate. And if you hit rebar, stop, move the hole, or switch to a metal bit to get through the rebar, then back to masonry.
Hitting rebar in a Mamad isn't hypothetical.
It's practically guaranteed if you drill enough holes. The rebar grid in safe room concrete is dense. That's the point of the structure. A 6mm hole might slip between bars. A 10mm hole is much more likely to find steel. And the 12-volt tool won't enjoy that encounter.
So the size of the hole is the real decision point. 6mm, occasional. The 12-volt tool is fine. 10mm or above, or anything structural, you want the SDS tool.
And the bit set isn't the variable that changes that equation. The bit set is about convenience and preserving the generalist set. The tool is about capability, different layers of the problem.
Let's put a number on it. Daniel's multipurpose set was about $20. A dedicated masonry set is about the same, maybe $15 to $25. An entry-level SDS rotary hammer with a basic bit set is what, $200, $250?
Something in that range for a corded model. A cordless SDS in a battery system he already owns would be more. But for occasional use, corded is fine. You're not drilling concrete in a field. You're in a Mamad with an outlet nearby.
So the dedicated masonry set is less than 10% of the eventual SDS purchase. It's not a meaningful delay. And it solves the immediate problem of not wrecking the multipurpose bits.
Which is the argument I'd make. Buy the masonry set. Use it for the occasional concrete hole. Keep the multipurpose set for wood and metal and drywall and whatever else. and when the renovation comes, buy the SDS tool and never look back.
There's something almost elegant about the fact that the right bit unlocked the tool's potential. Daniel had the hammer drill all along. He just didn't know it.
And the bit was the missing piece. Not because the bit was magical, but because the system was incomplete. Tool with hammer action, check. Bit with carbide tip and appropriate geometry, check. Technique, moderate pressure, let the hammer work, check. And suddenly the wall that stopped an HSS bit cold is just a wall.
The wall didn't change. The system did.
That's the whole episode in one line.
So what's the number on impact energy again? The 12 volt versus the SDS?
Roughly 0.8 to 1.2 joules per blow for the 12 volt class. 2 to 3 joules for a full-size SDS rotary hammer. And the SDS delivers that energy more efficiently because the bit pistons directly instead of the whole chuck assembly moving.
So it's not just 3 times the energy. It's 3 times the energy arriving at the bit instead of being wasted on chuck inertia.
Right. The standard chuck is a 3-jaw clamp. It's heavy. Accelerating it back and forth 22,000 times a minute is a huge waste. The SDS spline system eliminates that. The bit slides. The hammer hits the bit hits the concrete. Click.
And that's why the SDS tool feels so different in the hand. It's not just more powerful, it's more direct.
People who've used both describe the SDS as going through concrete like it's not there. The 12-volt combi drill goes through concrete like it's there, but it's willing to negotiate.
And the negotiation worked for 2 holes, which is all Daniel needed.
For now. The question is what he'll need next year.
At what point does the convenience of a dedicated tool outweigh the cost of bits? For Daniel, it depends on how many holes he plans to drill in the next year.
If the answer is 6 holes for shelving anchors, the 12-volt tool and a masonry bit set is the right answer. If the answer is mounting a television, running conduit, installing a security camera, or anything that needs a 10mm hole or bigger, the SDS tool starts looking essential.
And there's a middle path. Rent or borrow an SDS tool for the occasional big job. In Israel, the hardware stores rent these things by the day. For a one-time renovation, that might be the smartest move.
The tool rental market in Israel is mature. You can rent a proper SDS rotary hammer for a day, drill everything you need, and return it. No storage, no maintenance, no battery system to commit to.
So the decision tree is small holes, occasional 12-volt tool with dedicated masonry bits, big holes or mini holes, rent or buy SDS. And the dedicated masonry bit set is worth buying regardless, because it's cheap and it protects the multipurpose set.
That's the framework. And it's worth saying plainly, the multipurpose bit set did the job. It's not a failure. It's a competent generalist. The dedicated masonry set is a specialist that will do the same job slightly better and last longer. The SDS tool is a different category entirely.
And the HSS bit was never in the running. It failed because it was the wrong material and the wrong geometry for the job, not because it was old or rusted. A brand new HSS bit would have failed the same way.
That's worth emphasizing. The rust on Daniel's wife's mystery bits wasn't the problem. The steel was the problem. HSS is excellent for metal. It's useless for concrete. No amount of sharpening or cleaning would have changed that.
So, the mystery collection wasn't a failure of maintenance. It was a category error.
And Daniel's instinct to buy new, validated bits was correct. Not because the old bits were bad, but because they were the wrong bits for the material. The Bosch Expert set was the right call for a diverse 12-volt drill.
The proof is in the wall. 2 holes done, shelf mounted.
The shelf is up. The system worked. The question now is just optimization.
Which brings us to the purchasing decision. Is the dedicated masonry set worth it?
I'd say yes, with the caveat that it's not a performance upgrade so much as a resource allocation decision. You're spending $20 to keep your $40 multipurpose set from wearing out on concrete. That's just good tool management.
The geometry difference is real but subtle. The dedicated bit will drill a little faster, clear dust a little better, and survive more holes. In a 12-volt tool, those differences are small. In a full-size hammer drill, they'd be more noticeable.
Because the full-size tool can actually exploit the more aggressive geometry. The 12-volt tool can't push the bit hard enough for the geometry to matter much. The bit is waiting for energy that never arrives.
The dedicated set in a 12-volt tool is like a sports car in city traffic. The capability is there, but the conditions don't let it express itself.
That's the image. And the SDS tool is the open highway.
Let's talk about the vibration number once more, because it's the canary in the coal mine. 10.2 meters per second squared.
For context, that's high for a 12-volt tool. It means the percussion mechanism is working hard. The tool is doing real hammer work, and the vibration is the signature of that work. Over time, that vibration translates to wear on the bearings, the chuck, the motor mounts.
Daniel's proof of concept was real, but it wasn't free. The tool paid for those two holes with a little bit of its lifespan.
That's the honest framing. Occasional light concrete work, the tool will last years. Weekly concrete work, the tool will die young. The vibration rating is the warning label.
The SDS tool, with its more efficient energy transfer, doesn't vibrate as much relative to the work done. The energy goes into the wall, not into the tool.
Right. The SDS bit pistons, the tool body stays relatively stable. The impact is absorbed by the concrete, not by the operator's wrist. That's why SDS tools can drill all day without destroying themselves or the user.
The upgrade path isn't just about speed. It's about tool longevity and user comfort.
Safety. A 12-volt tool working at the edge of its envelope is more likely to bind, kick, or snap a bit. The HSS bit that failed. Imagine if it had been a carbide bit that snapped under the hammer action. Flying carbide fragments aren't a joke.
That's a sobering thought. The right bit in the wrong tool can still fail catastrophically.
Which is why the system matching matters. The bit has to survive the tool's hammer action. The tool has to deliver enough energy for the bit to work. The technique has to keep the bit cool and the dust clear. Break any one of those and the system fails.
Daniel's system worked because all three were in place. Carbide bits, hammer action, and presumably reasonable technique.
The result was two clean holes in a wall designed to stop rockets. That's impressive for a 12-volt tool.
The wall didn't know what hit it.
The wall has seen worse. But still.
What's the one thing Daniel should take from this?
The tool he owns is more capable than he thought. The bit set he bought was the right call. The dedicated masonry set is a reasonable small investment, and the SDS tool is the eventual upgrade when the work scales up.
The HSS mystery bit should probably go in the metal drawer, not the concrete drawer.
Or the bin, if they're as rusted as he says.
Rusted HSS bits. There's a reason they were in a mystery collection.
Every household has that drawer. The bits that came with something, the bits someone gave you, the bit you found on the floor of a rental apartment. None of them labeled, all of them rusted, and you keep them because throwing away a drill bit feels wasteful.
Then one day, you need a hole in a mamad, and you reach for the mystery bit, and it sits there helplessly.
The mystery bit did its best. It was never going to win.
The lesson is, know your materials, know your tool, and don't ask a knife to do a chisel's job.
When the chisel needs to be a jackhammer, buy the jackhammer.
That's the episode.
We should probably talk about the fact that the GSB-120Li has a brushless motor. That matters for this discussion.
Go on.
The brushless motor is more efficient, which means more of the battery's energy becomes mechanical work. In a 12-volt tool, that efficiency is critical. A brushed motor would waste more energy as heat, and the tool would stall sooner in hard concrete. The brushless design is part of why this little tool punches above its weight class.
The motor is doing its part too.
The whole system is optimized. Brushless motor, axial percussion mechanism, carbide bits. Each component is doing real work. The result is a 12-volt tool that can handle light concrete, which would have been unthinkable 15 years ago.
The technology has moved. A 12-volt drill in 2010 was a toy. Today it's a legitimate light-duty tool.
Battery chemistry improved, brushless motors became standard, and the engineering trickled down. Daniel's tool is the beneficiary of all that progress.
The bits improved too. The Bosch Expert line with its multi-layer coating and optimized carbide grade, that's not the same as the cheap masonry bits from a decade ago.
The coating reduces friction, which reduces heat, which extends bit life. The carbide grade is selected for toughness across multiple materials. The flute geometry is computer-optimized. It's an engineered product, not a commodity.
The $20 bought real technology.
it did, and the dedicated masonry set, if he buys it, will buy a little more specialized technology, but the returns are diminishing in a 12-volt tool.
Because the tool is the bottleneck.
The tool is the bottleneck. The bits aren't the constraint. The impact energy is the constraint.
The answer to Daniel's question, would a dedicated masonry set significantly outperform the multipurpose set, is no, not in this tool. Slightly, yes. Significantly, no.
The answer to whether the difference is geometry or material is geometry mostly. Both sets use tungsten carbide. The dedicated set has a more aggressive geometry. But the tool can't exploit that geometry fully.
The answer to whether to buy the dedicated set or save for the SDS tool is buy the set now, save for the tool later. The set is cheap insurance. The tool is a separate category.
That's the whole decision in three sentences.
Daniel's going to appreciate the clarity.
He's going to buy the masonry set and then drill one more hole just to feel the difference.
The wall will still be there, unimpressed.
The wall is always unimpressed. It's a wall.
The tip angle on the Bosch Expert multipurpose bits is 135 degrees, not 118. The 118 is the standard point angle for general purpose HSS bits in metal. The multipurpose carbide bits use a blunter angle, 135, because the carbide is brittle and a sharper point would chip under impact. The dedicated masonry bits are even blunter, 140 or 145, with a reinforced web and a wider flute for dust. The difference between multipurpose and masonry is smaller than you said.
The multipurpose set is closer to a masonry bit than I gave it credit for.
That's why it worked in the Mamad. The geometry was already most of the way to a masonry bit. The coating and the carbide grade did the rest. The dedicated set would drill maybe 10% faster and last maybe 20% longer. That's it.
The marginal improvement is even smaller than we thought.
In a 12-volt tool, you wouldn't feel the difference. In a full-size hammer drill, maybe. In an SDS rotary hammer, the dedicated bits are pointless anyway because you're using SDS shanks.
The whole question of dedicated versus multipurpose is almost moot.
For his use case, yes. The multipurpose set is fine. The dedicated set is a nice to have. The real jump is the SDS tool.
That's a useful correction. I had the tip angles backwards.
Easy mistake. The numbers all sound the same after a while.
How do you know the tip angles?
I used to mount lighting rigs in Tel Aviv studios. Concrete walls, rented spaces, no time to do it properly. I learned which bits survive and which ones snap. I've still got a scar on my left hand from a carbide bit that shattered under a hammer drill. The shard went through my glove.
That's the safety point I was reaching for. The right bit in the wrong conditions can still fail violently.
The bit wasn't the problem. The tool was. I was using a cheap hammer drill with a worn chuck, and the bit was wobbling. Wobble plus impact equals fracture. The shard went into the webbing between my thumb and forefinger. 4 stitches.
That's when you learned about system matching.
That's when I learned to borrow the maintenance man's Petichon. Massive old Bosch SDS, weighed as much as a small dog, went through concrete like a hot knife through hummus. I stopped using the cheap drill for concrete after that.
The difference between a toy and a tool.
I kept a dedicated masonry set in my kit after that, but not because it was faster, because it saved the good multipurpose bits from concrete dust and heat. The masonry bits were sacrificial. When they wore out, I threw them away and bought more. The multipurpose set stayed sharp for the work it was actually good at.
The dedicated set is about protecting the generalist set, not about performance.
That's what I said. Cheap insurance. $20 to protect a $40 set. The math works.
The geometry correction, the multipurpose bits, are already blunter than I thought, so they're already most of the way to masonry bits.
The marketing says multipurpose. The engineering says masonry with a coating. The coating is what lets it work in metal without burning up. The carbide and the geometry are masonry first.
Daniel's multipurpose set was actually a masonry set in disguise.
Pretty much. Which is why it worked. He didn't get lucky. He bought the right product without knowing it.
That's a good place to land. The tool had the hammer action, the bits had the masonry geometry, and the system worked.
The dedicated set is still worth buying, but for resource allocation, not performance.
Buy it when the multipurpose set starts to show wear, not before.
That's the practical answer. Wait until the current bits need replacing, then buy the dedicated set.
The SDS tool is the real upgrade when the work scales.
The question of whether the dedicated set is worth it resolves to, not yet. The multi-purpose set is doing the job. When it wears out, replace it with a masonry set for concrete, and keep a fresh multi-purpose set for everything else.
That's the system.
The open question for Daniel is how many holes he plans to drill in the next year. If it's 6, the 12-volt tool is fine. If it's 60, the SDS tool becomes inevitable.
That's the threshold. The tool rental option covers the middle ground.
The elegance of the solution is that the right bit unlocked the tool's potential. But knowing the tool's limits is the real skill.
Daniel now knows both. The tool can do light concrete, the tool can't do heavy concrete, the bits aren't the variable that changes that.
This has been My Weird Prompts. Thanks to our producer, Hilbert Flumingtop.
Email us at show@myweirdprompts.com. We'll be back soon.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The hosts dig in, the hosts dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time, stay curious, keep weird in mind.